USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow nearly pulling off another comeback after rebounding from 800 points down earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 68 points. When it comes to the economy and the ongoing tension between Russia and Ukraine, Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CNN we have nothing to worry about regarding our economy should troops end up in Eastern Europe.
We are looking very carefully and partnering with our allies, our European allies, to make sure that we do that in a way that minimizes the impact on the European economy and the American economy.
The Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses is no more. It's being withdrawn after the Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Fox News' Peter Doocy got a call from President Joe Biden after the commander-in-chief called him an expletive Monday for asking a question about inflation. The White House correspondent discussing the conversation on an appearance on Fox News saying he got a call from Biden on his personal cell phone about an hour after the remark, and they went back and forth. "It's nothing personal, pal," is what the president said, according to Doocy. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says there are no easy answers in the Supreme Court's work.
"We think about ways in which we can comport ourselves among ourselves to ensure that the public has confidence in what we're doing."
On the Today Show, Justice Sotomayor talking about public perception of the Supreme Court. She assures that the court disagrees with each other, just as a larger society does, and that reasonable people can disagree. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Congressional Republicans on Friday pressed the Food and Drug Administration to account for its involvement with and authority over non-invasive prenatal testing. The BioCamrio letter of inquiry, led by Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, comes after the New York Times reported on shockingly high false positive rates of certain prenatal genetic screenings for rare genetic disorders. The test gives false positives at a rate of 85%, the Times reported. Positive results, including those countless false positives, can be cited by doctors to encourage parents to consider aborting their children. Crime Stoppers of Houston claims more than 150 Harris County residents have been killed by suspects released on bond since 2018. Houston Councilman Michael Kobosch blames the judges who are giving affordable bonds to these offenders on Fox News.
"The judges aren't taking in consideration the violent criminal history of these offenders, and they're releasing them back into the community on either an extremely low bond or a taxpayer-funded free bond without any supervision. They go right back into the community."
Harris County settling a lawsuit back in 2019 that accused the county of discriminating against poor defendants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.